If I were not conscious, gentlemen of the council, that my accusers are seeking every possible means of injuring me, I should feel most grateful to them for this accusation, since I consider that the victims of unjust slander have the greatest service rendered to them by anyone who will compel them to undergo an examination of the record of their lives. For I have so strong a confidence in myself that if there is anyone who is inclined to dislike me, I hope that when he has heard me speak of my conduct in the past, he will change his mind and will think much better of me in the future. Now, gentlemen, I make no claim to special merit. If I merely make plain to you that I am a supporter of the existing constitution and have been compelled to take my own share in your dangers. But if I am found to have lived, in all other respects, a regular life, quite contrary to the opinion and statement of my enemies, I request you to pass me through and to think the worst of these persons. I will begin by showing that I did not serve in the cavalry on the side here under the 30, and that I had no hand in the government of that time.